there's an experiment that we can touch on here to illustrate this affirmation piece. So let's imagine this for just a moment. We have two donors, and they are each giving $25 to a cause, and we want to know whose gift is going to make the biggest difference. Now, if we are traditional philanthropists, kind of in the model that we used to be in, that institutional model, we would say, oh, before we can answer the question about which donor's $25 did the most good, we would need to know the organization it went to, what that organization's doing with the money, what their administrative overhead costs are, or how they measure outcomes, or something. We would say that. But the interesting piece, and that's important, all of that is critically important, that impact side with the nonprofit. But what was fascinating in our research is we discovered that something else that comes before that is a major determining factor, and that is the motivation and the satisfaction that came from the donor's act of giving in the first place. So let's go back to that example and say, okay, one of these donors wrote a $25 check to a social services agency, and that donor did that because she was required to do it as part of her workplace giving program. The other donor who gave $25 gave it to the same exact social services agency, but gave the money because she was very close with a friend who had been served and helped for many years by that social services agency. So she was happy to give, wanted to give, chose that organization because she cared about her friend. The point we're making here in the research is that the gift that actually makes the most impact, remember, they're to the same organization, the gift that makes the most social impact is the second one, given by the woman who gave the money voluntarily, not as a workplace giving program where she thought it was a corporate cram down, but gave it because she knew her friend had been saved or served by that organization. The reason is that that donor is more likely to give again. The first donor would say, that didn't feel so good. I'm sure it's a great organization, but it wasn't my organization, and I didn't really feel that good about it. I feel like I'm doing good in lots of other ways. By contrast, that second donor says, you know, that felt really good to do that. I'm going to do that again. So in these two transactions, the supply side of philanthropy, that 2% of GDP we've been talking about, the supply side of philanthropy has been dramatically and differently impacted, very dramatically, in each of those two examples. That's what we're getting at here with affirmation.